I want to just take what you're bringing us, and I want to bring us into the last part of verse 30. Because you've said just a minute ago that it's not doctrinal, it's not heavy, it's not hard. Listen to what we have in this verse. Dear young person, listen to what God is saying to you today at Eastern Bible Conference. It is just as current as the newspaper that came off the press this morning. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. We know what had happened. We know not only Hophni and Phinehas, they were not believers, but Eli is a believer. What a solemn thing. But listen to what he says. For them that honor me. Take that verse and mark it down. Them that honor me, I will honor. Now, it would be a great thing if the President of the United States or some great country would say such a thing to you. And if they did, you would be so puffed up and your chest would be out. Wait a minute. This is far greater. This is the living God that says this to us today. You honor me and I will honor you. You can go to the bank with this. This is what God says. And Samuel's life, we're going to find, his life was the very evidence, and God used him over and over. It doesn't mean there was never failure. But let me tell you something. I know a book where Samuel's name is listed. It's the Hall of Fame, isn't it, in Hebrews 11. And his name is there. God honored his servant. Them that honor me, I will honor. Go ahead, brother.
I was just thinking about what Brother Emil said. Last night we were talking about having 24 hours in a day, and that 24 hours, we always complain that it's not enough to do what we want to do, but it's plenty of time to do what God wants us to do. And always when we wake up in the morning, we're like, what do I want to do today? No, what does God want us to do today?
Okay, also we see that it's very sad, you gotta say, about Phinehas and Hophni, their life, and how they went about. But at the same time, we sort of gotta thank God for that we see what kind of life they had, because it's basically a list that says what not to do. That clearly states, when we see what they did, it clearly states how their life was basically very wicked, and what they did was something that us as children of God should not do.
It was mentioned first that Samuel was growing in the Lord. It was mentioned that he was separating himself. And despite his conditions, despite the environment that was in, despite the influences that were around him, and it was also mentioned how similar that this day and age is. And I tell you, it's only possible for him to be doing this by focusing on the Lord, by keeping his eyes on the Lord. If he kept them on Eli or his sons or any influence that was around him, he would stumble. He would be discouraged. It was also mentioned by Jesse that Samuel was a picture of the Lord Jesus, and we see how focused the Lord Jesus was in his ministry here. Oftentimes he would mention that his meat was to do his father's will. He was here and he was focused. He was determined to set out to do the work that was set out by his father. There was a determination and a focus, keeping his eyes on his father. And that is very much a key to a successful walk with the Lord, is keeping our eyes on him.
I think it's important to consider if we actually believe that whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. sometimes I wonder if in the world that we live today, we look at what is promised to us from the world, and we esteem that greater than the things that we are promised in the Lord. Because, you know, we know these things, right? We know if I keep my eyes on the Lord, if I follow the Lord, that's the path of righteousness. But seemingly we have real difficulty with that, right? I mean, it is a struggle because the world around us is so large. The environment is so great. The influences come in so many different ways every minute of the day that we find that we fall prey to them. So how is it, because I think we need to really explore this a bit. I mean, what does it mean? How do we, in a real way, say we keep our eyes on the Lord? How is it that we honor this line of separation? Because you see, the lessons are here, you know, whether we are looking at Joseph or Samuel or Ruth, the result, the lessons and the result, they're all similar. They're the same. If you obey the word of the Lord, there's going to be blessing. If there's failure, you see what happened to Eli and his household? I mean, this is a tremendous judgment that came down upon Eli. We are going to reap what we sow. Eli laid down seeds that sprung up into his sons. There was sin, and God came down in a hard way. He said, you know what? In your household, is not even going to be someone that's going to grow up to be old. Can you imagine that? He said, look, Eli, you're the oldest one that's going to be in your household. Your sons are going to, both of them, they're going to die in one day. That's what was told to Eli. So we know these things, but how is it, young people? And I want to hear a little bit from you. How do we really, on a daily basis, deal with the influences so that we can be like Samuel? I want to hear from you.